Time to catch up now with Philip Stokes, whose team's been going really well in recent weeks, and they're looking for a big payday at Morphettville on Saturday. Philip saddles up two chances in the Sangster, Stretton Angel and Climbing Star, and he's got plenty of nice hopes heading to Caulfield as well. Good morning, Philip. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Michael.
When you were setting Stretton Angel and Climbing Star for this Robert Sangster, you probably didn't think it would come up as strong as it has this year.
No, not at all. I think the added privacy money's probably bolstered that. I was hoping everyone else had plans to go elsewhere, but they've all seen it, so it's come up a very good field.
Well, you've got two pretty good horses in the race as well. Stretton Angel, we know she's shown a lot of ability from day one. How do you think she's going at the moment?
I think she's going okay. Her first up run was good down the straight, and second up got too far back, probably should have won. So she's been set for this race, and she'll be peaking on the day.
So she drew the inside, got a fair bit back, as you said, last start. She's drawn a bit wider in the Sangster. Are you happy with her having a bit more room this time?
Oh, look, well, we've got D-Lane on, so that's a big plus. I think so. I think, you know, high-pressure race, she'll be midfield somewhere, hopefully in that three-wide line, and, you know, she'll get her chance.
She's the three-year-old filly. Climbing Star's the four-year-old mare. She's racing in ripping form as well. It was a great win two starts ago, and that Benedetta form looks pretty strong heading towards the Sangster on Saturday.
It does. She's really gone to another level this prep, and she goes there in really good order too. She's drawn the outside, so she's going to need a bit of luck from out there. I'm not sure what we do. I'd say we go back and get cover, and hopefully they're running on. But there's not much between these two, and actually I might even think Climbing Star might be a little bit in front of her.
Well, I was going to ask you that because I was a bit surprised that the market's got Stretton Angel $9.50 and Climbing Star is $21.
Well, I'd be having something on Climbing Star because I can't split them.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Who do you see as the hardest to beat?
Oh, well, Kieran Maher's horse. Yeah. Set the horse. It looks very good. It's a ripper race. Like Benedetta's going great. It's really good. Another level this race.
Estrella is going to be hard to beat. Have you got many others that you'll be aiming towards the Group Ones over there?
No, just these two, and they'll be obviously see how they go. If they go on to the next Group One. The Goodwood, yeah.
Yep. Let's have a look at a couple of runners that you've got needed for Caulfield on Saturday. It's the Vobers Day. Do we get to see Regal Asmon in action again?
Yeah, definitely. He's trained on beautifully from his win the other day. He put in a nice piece of work here on Tuesday, so block up help horse is in great order.
He was a really good win last start, wasn't he? So he's going to be hard to beat. Do we get to see this Kiwi for the first time, this mare by Real Impact called Province Provides?
I think we'll save her for next week. There's a race for her next week at Caulfield. There's a Benchmark 84 race, which will be better for her.
All right. So is Regal Asmon your best this weekend?
Tiffany Valentine's going very well. She ran good first up, and I think she can run well again. So either one of those two.
Have you got a winner today? It looks very hard to beat at Geelong Zombie Missile.
Yeah, going really well, this horse. He ran to a smart run the other day, and he's trained on beautifully. He's drawn to get a good run. I think he can run very well, and on Thursday at Gawler, one of the maiden called Nikisha, I think, is ready to win.
Nikisha, race 3, number 11. Good on you, Philip. Good luck over the weekend. Plenty of chances.
Thank you very much.
Philip Stokes joining us.